Yeah, it helps, but you know, we don't know what the future holds. We could have some other guys get hurt, you know, knock on wood. We just got to play with the guys we have each and every week and just try to execute better.
Yeah, when you get into games where you're not getting a lot of man, how do you have to adapt to sort of create some of that success
again? Well, I mean, that's 75% of football. You know, very rarely are you going to play teams that line up in only man. You know, those days are kind of gone, so... we got to run the ball efficiently. We've got to throw the ball efficiently. We've got to create space with some of our guys with some of these zone coverages and just stay on time.
You guys seeing more of that this season? Teams realizing that they don't want to man up Brandon and Alshon?
not anything out of the ordinary.
Jay, when you guys take inventory of the second half of the last couple of weeks, other than turnovers, what are some of the things you're concentrating on cleaning up?
It's hard to look past just the turnovers, you know. We got to concentrate on that. If we clean that up, we think that that's going to solve the majority of the problems. No, it's got to be better there. Check it down, throw it away. You know, a lot of options.
Cole noted some of the run blitzes they were, you know, throwing at you guys in the second half that put you in some longer distance situations. What is it that you guys are thinking about as far as countering that or getting a little bit more productivity with the run game in the second half?
Run blitzes. We just got to make sure that whenever we do run the ball, you know, we're taking into account everything that they could do and mixing it up so that they don't have a beat on what we're trying to do run game wise. You know, like I guess Crum just said, you know, running the ball and then on set first or second down and getting behind on the count, you know, that's hard. That's hard to do. So, we, like any other time, whenever we run the ball, we've got to make sure we're efficient with it.
Brandon, when you have guys who are hurt like Brandon's been limited, you've had a couple of linemen this year, how does that affect your decision-making process during the game?
You can't worry about it. You know, the lucky part with Brandon and Alshon is, you know, I've worked with them a lot, so I know where they're going to be. They know what we're trying to get done out there. Offensive line-wise, I think the guys that we've had that have stepped in and played exceptionally well, you know, we've hardly missed a beat up front. So we've had injuries to guys that we've been able to overcome for the most part.
Brandon talks a lot now about power positivity and positive thinking and stuff.
Yeah.
How has that evolved since his younger days and not even knowing?
Whenever we were younger, it seemed like he worked himself into a rage that kind of exploded on Sunday, and he used that rage to play football. You know, I think we came to a point now where he's trying to stay calm and use positivity and stay in that mode rather than be pissed off at everything and try to run everybody over and be he called himself an animal or a beast, a machine. He's had a lot of nicknames, so now he's kind of matured and evolved into this different guy.
When he has an injury like he's had, it's obviously limited him on the field. Have you seen that positivity tested in him as he's tried to, you know, work through it, get back and produce?
Yeah, you definitely have. He's a different guy now than even last year or 2 years ago. He's changed a lot just in the last 6-7 months. Why, I don't know. You're going to have to ask Brandon, but I think it's definitely for the better. You know, he's easy to work with. Whenever everyone else is kind of down in the dumps, he's one of the first guys that's trying to lift people up and stay positive and keep moving on. So it makes life easier.
Jay, the Falcons are kind of struggling to generate a pass rush with their front four, so they're manufacturing some blitzes in nickel situations. What are you guys seeing from them as you start to prepare?
Yeah, you know, not a lot of big names on that defense, but they play extremely hard. And like you said, they manufacture some stuff. They show you a lot of different looks, a lot of different coverages. They're not afraid to play man, though, even with their guys, because they trust in their system and their ability to create confusion up front to get to you. So we got to be on it. You know, our nickel package today was pretty extensive because they bring a lot.
With all the weapons you have on offense, do you guys feel like you're underachieving?
Sure. Yeah, I think that's fair.
What do you sense is the key for Brandon that didn't unlock when he was back? Obviously, the game
didn't play a lot of that. But. Stay patient. You know, he's just got to stay patient and positive and keep trusting in what we're doing offensively. The balls will come. They always do. You know, he's never had a year where they didn't come. So this won't be the year. Yeah, I can guarantee that.
Did you sense he has that patience? He knows where his catch troubles are.
He does, but he doesn't. You know, he wants the ball just like anybody. That's like all, everyone else in that locker room. You know, 40 and every and Alshon and Martellus, they all want the ball, and we understand that. And you know, Coach Chesson does a great job of trying to get guys balls, and B knows as well as I know. We're dialing up plays for him. It's just not rolling his way, and it'll turn. It won't last forever. Yeah, I do. You know, I had an ankle injury. It's hard. I mean, I to play receiver on an ankle injury is even harder with all the cutting and everything he had to do. But B does a better job than anybody in that locker room of staying up on physically of what his limitations are and being able to do what he does.
Jim, when you play through an injury, what kind of mental toll does that take on a player?
It's hard because it's something just something else to worry about, something else added onto your plate. You know, you can't just worry about what you have to do route-wise, concept-wise, what the defense is doing. Now you have to take, you know, the extra hour, 2 hours to rehab, and, you know, it just kind of messes up your flow for the week.